Adi.
Okay, I want to comment on several things. First of all, the content and your relation with him is, is extremely strong, so you cannot really feel the 85 minutes because it's very... it attracts. But the problem, I feel, it's not only for a foreign audience, even for an Arab audience. The structure of the film, it begins immediately with the scandal. Even for an Arab audience, not intellectual, it's not really the well-known, okay, first of all. And even Wahhabism is also, when I don't know if I... I tell my students to see this film, they won't understand what is Wahhabism even. So I feel that, first of all, your film...
How do you think, really, that your students don't understand what is mean Wahhabism?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Then you have a very low level of student.
No, it's not this.
No, because Hadi, he teaches in... Lebanese Christian University in Beirut, and media study.
No, because I'm debating with you. I think also because you are departing from your intellectual basis and you're applying it, or you're thinking that everyone has this, okay? And so you're not giving sometimes introduction in order for the people who are not like you or from the same circle to have the minimum. You see?
Yeah, but this is a very very legitimate question.
I'm debating with you.
No, yeah, but then give me the finish your other question, then I can. I don't want to interrupt you, or I can up to you. I mean. You say that
because this is a question related to content, then I will ask a question about the form.
Yeah, then you like that I answer now?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand, but you are you because you work with Jazeera, one of the. But let me tell then. But for me, I didn't make this film for. I understand that. To reach large public is important, etc. But I didn't make this film to reach large public. On I made this film especially because of my relation of Abu Zaid.
Okay.
And this is then why to ask me to that I should make it more clear or simplified to reach large public.
It's not the large public. It's to have an adherence more to the main issues. You see.
No, you are saying that, the public who don't understand what is Wahhabism, I don't want to explain to them or try to put what is mean Wahhabism in my film. Let them go and make research.
No. Okay,
I understand your point, but I don't agree, because it's not done for TV.
No, but it's not a question of TV, it's a question of storytelling.
Yes.
So it goes with you. It's not you stop the film and you open a dictionary and you show us what is Wahhabism. Okay, and the same thing, how the film starts. It starts immediately with the story, and I ask myself, what's happening, what happened? Though I know what happened, but if I don't know anything, I will lose some several minutes of the film while I can be more focused.
Yeah, this is a different issue. Yes, it can be built different way to make it more clear, the case. But also, like, from my point of view, when it comes, for example, like case of Salman Rushdie, it's very well known in Western country. Then I think the case of Abu Zaid, it's a little bit very well known in the Arab country, because it was a big, big scandal in the middle of the 19th. I didn't feel that I want to go a lot on that, but it can be. But it was my choice. To not focus a lot on the detail of the case, you know. It's also what I have, like, as a rushes to be able to develop in this direction or not. But let's go back to the form, because it's important, I think, also.
Yeah, it's very important, because also here we talk about the image and the semiology.
Yeah.
Do you think that the form in your film is affected by the lack of production, or are you satisfied with its form?
It's both. It's lack of production, but it's part, like Hisham, he said yesterday, il a la qualité de ses défauts, les défauts de sa qualité. Which is mean that is not lack, only the lack of production, but let me give you a very simple example about the TV frame. Okay? I always try to choose my own image frame completely different from the TV frame. When he saw him in Jazeera, he saw him the beginning in the monitor in a very standard image that we are used to receive, and we know this grammar and how to interpret it, and we feel very comfortable. The frame that I choose just after is completely ugly frame. Is only to push people to break this grammar in their hand and to look what is beside this frame. How he is sitting with his belly, and you saw his not all his legs cut till here, is to ask people, go with me and see how the media force you to see only this beautiful frame. Then in some way it's very I think we can make a film without a nice image, without a beautiful image. It's not mean that the beautiful image is not important. It can be important for other contexts, but at least for me, in this kind of documentary, what the most important, most beautiful is the human being, and how to go deeply in the human being, especially if you want to have a small camera because you don't have money. It's part of the film, you know. If you see me in the studio with my small camera, you know, this very small camera, and going go and back, it is not the mixage, it's not editing, it's there is the reflect of the this the glasses, etc. But you know, with this very small material, I don't try to make the aestheticism of the image. I try to not make fun or love or, but try to tell, you know, not the aestheticism of the image. But we can make film. We have the image, because the real image, that this is the this is what kind of the, you know, you can write a nice poetry without having a good print or good book, etc. But it's a question that you have the and I think in this kind of film, the poetry is Abu Zayd himself. It's not my film, you know. It's the human being, and how to try to work with this small camera as a medium and go deeply to this person and establish relation, confidential relation, and allow him to talk freely. I deeply recognize to him and to his wife that they allow me to go to their intimacy. You know, during a year, when they was tired then. You know, I have 70 hours of rushes. You know? Walking every time I was traveling to Europe, I take the train and go to Leiden to see them, or every time he come to Beirut, I try to document all his conference and all his public. He was tired in the end, but he always keep this door open to me. Then please.
Okay. Because I'm with you when you for your intimacy, especially when we see you with your handicam filming, only deconstructing also the image of the TV, it's excellent. But once again, in the film you use also framing like the TV. For example, when you interview him, or you interview his wife, or even the debate.
You think Hadi, any TV can put this red background? Come on.
Yes,
why I choose this way?
A cheap TV can make it.
Okay, then not so mass media TV. Cheap TV, which
okay,
is me, can
it's
be...
A TV, it's a difference.
At least not in the Jazeera, you will see.
Okay, but it's a cheap TV, the local cheap TV.
I would like to be a cheap TV, but...
You want to make sure that they never buy
no.
a film.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but there is a difference. You're not a cheap TV.
But I am solidary with cheap TV if they are able to do something different from the mass media TV.
It's not the discourse here, it's more personal. Anyway, we'll continue.
No, we continue, yeah. Because it's very interesting.
You two guys know each other anyway, so let's give out the
Yes, please.
I have to say I absolutely loved your film, and for me the fact that some of the details I didn't understand all of them, it actually forced me to focus on the things that I did understand, which is that yes, Islam has the same debate as there is in Western culture, in debates in the US between fundamental Christians and normal non-fundamental Christians, and that was what I got from it, and that's why for me it was very relevant. I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, likewise, I'd really enjoyed the film. I'm actually Egyptian, but I'd never heard of this case because I've always lived in the UK, and it brought me up to speed. And I'm also really grateful, probably because of your intellectual background, that you allowed him to talk, you know, you allowed him to talk for a while, and so you really see kind of the nuance of his argument. And at the point when the BBC guys kind of ask him that question, you know, so you're saying religion is man-made, basically. And I thought that was, you know, an excellent kind of moment when, at that point, the audience, no, oh, but no, it's so much more than that. And you realise that there's no hope that he's ever going to be able to put his point across. So I can see that, you know, the style, in a way, kind of emphasised this argument that, you know, you needed to hear this entire thing. So, the other thing I was going to say was it just was really inspiring. I don't know where it was, but that you kind of go back to it quite a lot, this debate in the very large forum where people are asking him questions. I wanted to just ask a bit about where that was and when it happened, and a little bit if you could talk about your where this film has been shown, if not in Egypt, and how people have reacted to it.
The first screening that I had in Arab World was in Beirut, but we had a lot of problem with censorship in Beirut, which is, I mean, the most liberal city, because of the religion aspect. Then he was censored in the last, until the last moment, and we had a lot of intervention from minister, I don't know what. In the end, they allow us to make one public screen. Then to answer to the last question, then I think it not because the film is great or not, but because this, I mean, it can be very simple for Western audience that he's talking about the historical dimension of the Quran, okay? But when it comes to the Arab world, if like you go to, I don't know, to Poland or to Italy and try to tell, but, you know, the Madonna, she get pregnant, but she makes sex normally. How she get pregnant? Not by, you know. Then it's become very problematic, you know. Then when it comes to this kind of subject about, because the Muslim people, they open the book, the Quran. They, God is in the Quran. It's God. It's not the book, you know. And try to mention this historical dimension, 1,500 year. Separate us from the book. It's very simple, but it's very difficult. You know? Then I think it's very important to tell that. And to tell it in this way in the public debate is more important, because it's like it's an agora, you know? It's a debate, a public debate. He can develop. And this is the question, how to shoot. So, you know, and from the beginning, I was very clear that I will not sit face to him as a journalist and make an interview. I prefer to go to this guy. Then I follow him for a different conference, but this major conference, it was made for the film by me and other friend. He didn't know that. We tell him, you are come to Beirut. We was not able to pay him ticket. He come first time for, they have a meeting there, etc. And we used that and we prepared this conference, and we had this camera, and when he arrived, he didn't prepare a paper. And he arrived to the amphitheater, he told me, he was shocked by the people, tell me, what you did to me? He was not ready. Then and it start like this, and we try to invite Islamists, and they come and debate it. It was there, and he was able to develop his idea, because he have this charisma, this way of talking, etc. For me, it's very clear, simple, but at the same time important. And I tried to create the condition to allow him to do it, and he do it in a very good way, in my point of view. And when he saw the film, he told me, I didn't know that I am able to talk in a very easy way like this. I am very happy, you know. He saw himself in this, you know. He was surprised how he can talk. He told me that if I will write that, it's more difficult to me to write it because he make a lot of, you know. But to say it, it's more easy. But it's happened.
All right, sorry, we're out of time. So, but
it's a last question. Let's take the last one.
Do we have time for another?
Yeah, sorry.
I wanted to tell you that I appreciate the personal aspect that is on screen there. I think that's very brave that you put your relationship and yourself on there. And what I wanted to ask you was, you said that he represents a minority. And could you tell me a little bit, because I saw a lot of big audience there supporting him.
Yes.
And he also mentioned in the film that he feels good when he's surrounded by all these young people that seem to, you know, to be ready for action. And
mm-hmm.
Why minority, and who are these people that actually are his audience?
I mean, minority in the sense, not that there are few people, but like if, when you take it in the level of the society today, it's, they are minority, but they are they belong to the society, and this is the secular people in all the Arab and Muslim countries. They are Muslim, but they are secular, and they are today minority, but they can be majority in 10 or 20 years. And this point of view, and is not, they exist, they're still there, and they are part of the they are not only part, they are the major producer of culture, art, cinema, and you know, it's not minority, that it means that it's few people. Minority in the sense today they are minority, but I mean when you I don't know when somebody like let's say Noam Chomsky gave a conference in UK or in any kind of American campus, you will have a huge audience, but still they are a minority. We will compare them to the rest of the American society.
Mm-hmm.
Are they usually a younger audience? Were they mainly young people?
I hope that it will be young, but it's not always the case. But they are. It's more. They are more mixed than younger, but younger. It's part of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.